In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ once said, "The kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven, is within you." But we hardly know what this means. We hardly know the nature of the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. We hardly know the nature of paradise. Today, we remember paradise. What we have lost, or what we had lost, and what we have regained, and how our lives are meant to be, and entering into paradise already today. Not a choosing of the world instead. Not a laying up of treasures in the world, but a laying up of treasures in the paradise that Christ has returned to us. We lost our place in paradise, and he regained our place in paradise. He became our place in paradise, and he made paradise accessible to us again. And so the choice that we have is the choice to pile up treasures in the world or take his call to return to the kingdom of God that is always available to us within ourselves. The return to paradise is not something that is kept for after the death of the body. St. Paul himself talks about how he found himself in the third heaven, paradise. Whether in the body or out of the body, he didn't know. But it was in this life that he returned to paradise. And it was through Christ's being in that place, in our humanity, that made it possible for St. Paul to find himself in paradise. And for all of the saints who have the experience of paradise, it is the same. In the beginning, God created all things, and he planted a garden. And into the garden he set Adam, and he made Eve to be there together, Adam and Eve, in the garden. And it's good to remember that it was not we who made the garden. It was God who made the garden and placed us in it. And this means that we are God's garden. We are the garden. Mankind was placed in paradise in order to make paradise increase until it included all of the world, all of the cosmos. When Christ came into the world, he completed this human calling. He made all the cosmos a place of the kingdom of God. But still, access into the kingdom of God is within us. When we are born knowing that there is something wrong. We spend our entire lives trying to build, using the things of the world, a paradise of our own. Every effort that we make, every effort of art, civilization, all of the accomplishments of the lives of individual men and women, every single one is an attempt to return to living and working in the garden of paradise created by God. Whatever work we do makes us into an image and likeness of that work. We were meant to work in the garden of God's paradise, but we turn away from that. We make a choice of the world rather than making our presence a being in the presence of God. That's what we've lost. We try to regain it, but there is only one way to regain it, and that is by bringing all of the confusion and the chaos within us under the rule of the gardener, Jesus the Christ, the one who has fulfilled our humanity, the one who is the new Adam, the one who accomplishes all that we are meant to accomplish and that we can accomplish along with him. Oftentimes, those who aren't Orthodox are surprised to find that Orthodox say that heaven and hell are not specific places. They are conditions of ourselves in the presence of God. Whatever we have made of ourselves, when God fills all things, our experience will be either a heavenly experience or one of pain, one of desiring to escape, because there is the contradiction of all the things that we have chosen in our lives instead of Him. Consider that when we say to be in the presence of God through Christ, we are saying that because of Christ, it is possible for us to be in the presence of God through the humanity of Christ. He has fulfilled our human calling and made our humanity a presence in the presence of God. He is heaven for us. He is paradise for us. Saint Innocent said that when Adam was in the garden and the garden was in him, the garden was in him. The garden is in the new Adam. Jesus Christ is the garden. He is the new Adam. It is because he took on our humanity that it is possible for us to be in the presence of God as human beings. Because as human beings, we are fulfilled in his perfect humanity. When we make the spiritual effort to garden within ourselves, to pull out the weeds of the vices, to encourage the virtues, to work within ourselves, to do the work that puts forth new shoots of life, we are working within his new humanity, his fulfilled humanity. We are working within the new Adam. Adam was placed in the garden. Adam is the garden. We are the garden. To work within ourselves is to work within him. This is what has been restored to us. All of the work that we do in the world can be this kind of work. Or it could be an effort to establish ourselves without Christ. Once in a while, we may bow before him, honor him, claim to believe in him, and then return to the world to build our own kingdom, to fetter our own nest, without working at one with our fulfilled humanity in Christ. If we want to return to the garden, and that's what the great Lenten season is about, returning to that garden within ourselves, rediscovering that we can be in the presence of God within ourselves, that we can cast off all of our devotion to the world within ourselves. What is the first step? What is the first thing that we have to do? How do we begin? Today is the day that we prepare to begin to return. And how do we do it? We do it by asking forgiveness. And if someone is of a mind that I am myself, you are you, we are separate. If I haven't done anything to step over into your territory by doing something against you, then you have nothing to ask me forgiveness for. Why should you ask me forgiveness? Or if you are of the same mind, you will say, I have nothing to ask of him or her. They haven't offended me. They haven't done anything against me. But this is not the nature of our humanity as God has created us. This is not the nature of our relationship to God. If you forgive others, I will forgive you. There is a different reality involved here. Each of us creates for others the reality of the world just a little bit. Just a little bit. Whatever is going on inside of me, if inside of myself I am present to God, working in the garden, working against the vices that try to pull me down, working against the pull of the passions, desiring to be Christ-like, there will be a presence in me that affects how I am outside in the world. The treasures that we build in the heart, those are the treasures that we will show to others. If there is a being in the garden, being in the presence of God within ourselves through this effort through Christ, it will affect how we deal with others. We will be watchful. We will deal with others so that we don't present an experience of aggression or conflict or an effort to consume them or compare them with us to their disadvantage. Whatever is going on inside of us creates an experience in others. We are sensitive to one another. We respond to one another. We are related to one another. Even in our individual personalities and persons, we are ultimately all one. So each of us is creating either a heaven or a hell for others around us. There is an aura of whatever is going on inside of us. It's not a matter of individual offenses that we commit against someone who is separate from us. It's a matter of the degree to which we are separate from God. Self-loving creates an aura of this self-love and rejection of others. Or if we are in the presence of a saintly man, a saintly woman, we are drawn into the presence of God because that person within themselves is working in the garden of Christ, the garden of our humanity in Christ. This is the incredible thing, that Christ is heaven for us, not simply because of his divinity, but because of his humanity. We know that he is seated at the right hand of the Father. But consider that. Paradise, his being paradise, because if we are at one with him after death and at one with him in the bosom of Christ, we are already in the experience of paradise. Why? Not simply because of his divinity, but also because of his humanity. God created the garden and placed man in it. He was in the garden, and the garden was in him. In Christ, that humanity of how God created us in the beginning is fulfilled. That fact makes all the difference in the world in terms of the presence of a Christian. A Christian offers the scent of paradise to others. If we offer some other scent, then how can we say that we are, in reality, Christians at one with Christ? And so we ask one another forgiveness as Christians, because we have not made the presence of God available to others by this love that is not a love of this world or that comes from this world. We have not been saintly for one another. We have not uplifted one another. At best, for the most part, we have failed to offend one another. But we have fallen short of the kind of love that God gives to us when he sends his Son into the world to fulfill our humanity and make it possible for us to be the presence of God for others. Not having done that is why we ask one another for forgiveness. Because every person in their uniqueness is able to make God present to others in a particular and specific way. And if we don't, then we rob the other person of that particular way of God's loving them through us. That's our calling. And we miss that calling. And why do we miss that calling? Because we are not working in the garden within us that is the kingdom of God. We are not working in the garden of paradise that Christ has returned a place to us in. We have a place again in paradise. We have a place in the kingdom of God. And already in this life, we are able to claim that place and to act in synergy with Christ God, to make God present to others. We fail to do it, and so we owe to ask one another, if we are going to make this effort to return to paradise, we have to begin by asking one another for forgiveness. It resets things so that we can start again all together and live this new life in Christ that God has made possible for us. It all begins by the act of asking for mutual forgiveness for having lived a life of selfishness, self-orientation, denying ourselves to others. And if we forgive, if we return to that oneness of our humanity fulfilled in Christ, then we will have begun. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.